Hi there. I'm Megan, alcoholic. And very quickly, I would just like to say that Charlie saved my life, and maybe my daughter's life too. I got sober January 1st, 1980, and I started going to meetings because I had no place to go. And I was so sick and tired of all the God stuff that when I finally had the courage and I said, you know, I'm an atheist and I've paid dues to be an atheist. And so I can't go along with this. And if I had any place else to go, I would have, believe me. And people said, you gotta meet Charlie Polachek. And I said, who the hell's Charlie Polachek? So I guess when I was about 3 months sober, a gentleman came up to me and said, I see you're not saying the Lord's Prayer. And so I said, yeah, what of it? Then he told me who he was. And so I just kept going to meetings, and then Charlie came to me one day and said, how would you like to help me start a meeting for people like us? And I said, you've got it. I think by then I was about 5 months sober. And so we didn't know what the heck to call it. We atheists or whatever, and then we decided on we agnostics from the big book. So we didn't know where to meet. So we finally had a location and we met. And the reason I'm the co-founder is not because I'm special, it's just that I lived. Because everybody else at that time was around Charlie's age. And I think he was about 61 years old at that time. So, in any event, we started this little meeting, and we were really kind of cute when I look back. There were a couple of attorneys, I think a judge, and there was a Jesuit priest that taught theology but couldn't stay sober. And we had, I think, a Buddhist, and then myself. And so we were really cute because we were trying to figure out what the hell's this higher power business. So we kept on, you know, we were like Goldilocks. This bed is too hard, this bed is too soft, that one's good, okay, and the porridge is too hot, porridge is too... And so we just, we sat around, I think it was on a Friday night, at that meeting, and so finally we kind of came up with some ideas about the art of translation. And so Charlie believed strongly in the program and the principles of the program, and we weren't there to talk anybody out of anything. We were there to soften a way for people like me to flow back into the program. And so we just, you know, he got us involved at Central Office. We did a night stint at Central Office. And I remember one time I was in such pain, and I said, Charlie, I'm hurting so bad, I feel like I want to pray. And so that deep voice of his, ha, 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 well, why don't you do it? It's great therapy, you know? And so, you know, and he said, you're not going to be struck Catholic again. Don't worry about it. So we just, you know, we just kept going back, and, you know, every week. And we attracted, and because I was a newcomer, there are a lot of people who thought, this little woman is not going to make it, you know, that I'm going to go get drunk. And I guess about when I was about 9 months sober, Irv Niemi, who was Charlie's sponsor, I was in Hollywood because I lived there, and I was walking down the hall at this meeting, and Irv said to me, you're starting to get the look of comfortable sobriety. And that's because I fit in. There was a world for me, and I could stay sober. And so then I started the moved, so I started the second We Agnostics meeting at the Medical Center of North Hollywood, and called it the We Agnostics, but W-E-E Agnostics. And so, you know, so we did a lot of stuff. And I, like a lot of people, was able to filter back into the program. And I'm still an atheist, but I work my program. And, you know, and I translate. I'll close on one thing. I was at a meeting in the Valley, and there was a woman that came up to me that she had helped me because I had been in trouble. But this one day she came up to me and she threw her arms around me and she put something in my hand. And she said, I save you, or I claim you for Jesus. And there was a time I would have torn her throat out, but I stood back and I saw all the love coming from her. And she said, and I said, thank you very much. And then she said, and I want you to wear it at the We Agnostics meeting. I'm 32 years sober, and here I am.